Hello and welcome to Talking Trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. It's great to have you join us. Gertrude Mache is an African woman with a powerful vision. Entrepreneur, author, and TEDx speaker. She has a mission to empower the women of Africa and help heal the AIDS epidemic ravaging her country. A prodigious creator, with the LA movie industry calling her, today we discuss her entrepreneurial journey and the reasons behind her success. Louise Bedford discusses the book she's been reading of late and the power of visualizations. And we also have a Chris Tate trading quote of the week.
Most traders act like a little kid in the markets. They don't know that a great trading plan is their secret weapon.
Isn't it time you grew the f*** up? Register on tradinggame.com.au and grab our free trading plan template. It's a sign of being a mature trader.
Big traders are big readers. Louise, what are you reading this week?
I am loving a book called Mind Power by John Keogh. Now, this is a book I read a while ago. It was given to me by a trader who had a disability. He still has a disability, actually. But I think he just hit the nail on the head when he felt that this would be the right book for me. It's actually one of the quintessential books for this century, I do feel. It's one of those books that you have to reread again and again. It talks about visualization and affirmations, the subconscious mind and intuition. It's something that I really feel can affect our self-image and our self-belief, and it brings it all out to the fore. If you don't have much of a background with psychology and you're looking for a nice introductory novel, really, to get you going, this is the one. They're really short chapters. I find them very, very easy to read, and it talks about how we can correct our inner mind games.
And how do you correct your inner mind games?
That is a really good question. One of them is I actually use this system because I read this book a long time ago. So I actually pinched the system from this book for our mentorees about affirmations. I always thought that you had to believe affirmations to have them come true. This book actually represents that you don't have to. All you have to do is see the next step. So affirming in the positive is really, really important, and keeping your affirmations short and making sure you repeat those affirmations again and again. Put a date on it and make sure that you actually have somebody to check up on you to see whether you have fulfilled that affirmation.
What does he say about visualization?
Loves it. Make it clear, make it all of the senses incorporated. So how you hear, how you see, how you smell, get something that is absolutely within you to, I guess, really see what that can be like for you, whatever it is. My traders use visualizations beautifully in terms of let's follow our trading plans to the letter and not deviate, and imagining how they would look as they trade. And that's very, very powerful. I think one of the things that I do is I actually take a calming breath before I even look at a chart, and I remind myself that I am a trader. So if I hop into that mindset, if I can absolutely surround myself that I am a successful trader, I am here to do good in the world, I'm coming from the right level to be able to achieve in the markets on that particular day or time frame. I think a lot of times we do things by remote control. This book is taking you out of remote control and into conscious awareness.
And now we have Chris Tate's trading quote of the week.
Anybody can make money, but truly great traders actually know how to lose money and recover from that.
Gertrude Mache immigrated from Zimbabwe to New Zealand in 2001. She is described as a serial social entrepreneur and the founding director of four successful companies in New Zealand. She is also the founder and CEO of the Africa Alive Education Foundation. She's now an international guest speaker, celebrated author, and philanthropy consultant. Gertrude is a dynamic entrepreneur who has started life in a new country and who has proved that anything is possible if you have a purpose. Gertrude Macher, you are one of my favourite people. Hello and welcome to Talking Trading.
Hey, Carolyn. Good to be here. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're a 47-year-old woman. How did you get to New Zealand?
I keep telling people that the wind blew me here, Carolyn. I had no intention to come to this beautiful island, but a weird series of events, missed flights to New York just before September 11. And here I am. It's I kind of feel like I was led here.
Okay, what did you do when you landed in New Zealand? How have you made a life for yourself there?
Well, I arrived with three kids, no work. I had to leave my husband in Zimbabwe. And I looked for a job straight away as a systems analyst. Fortunately, there was a lot of work in IT at the time. Got myself a job, got my kids in school, started working, made enough money for my husband to come. And we've been here 14 years. Of course, I did move out of the systems analysis side of things because I wanted to take care of my kids. So I went into business and I've created a number of business entities while I've been here.
How many businesses have you created?
I think six in total, six successful businesses in New Zealand, and absolutely loving it. It's a country that allows creative, innovative entrepreneurs to go into business.
So let's really quickly go through your six businesses.
Well, the first one was a little shop, because in another life, I'm an artist.
In a Zimbabwean life.
Yes. I used to make hand-painted cushions and fabrics. And that's what my shop used to sell. That didn't take off very well because you can't sell a product in New Zealand. There's only 4 million people and 16 million sheep. So I evolved and created a recruiting agency, bringing in doctors and medical staff for New Zealand and Australia. And that did really well. And the proceeds of that business helped me create a property investing business. I then also created a talent agency when Peter Jackson was filming King Kong.
Tell us about that. How did that happen?
I actually bumped into one of his staff talking about how they made Lord of the Rings. They were giving presentations and talks all over Wellington at the time. And because I'm a storyteller, I was just drawn to go to all of these presentations. And that one day, I just decided that it'd be really nice to take part in one of Peter Jackson's films. So I asked the questions in the question and answer session. And I was told they were looking for 350 African extras for the opening scene of King Kong. And instantly I saw that there was a business there. And I asked them if I could supply all the African extras and they said yes.
Were there 350 African extras in New Zealand at the time?
There were a lot of people of African descent here, although I had to cheat a little bit. I hit the streets of Wellington with a digital camera, hitting on anyone brown. So I stopped Maori people and Indian people. They had to spray paint us one color so we looked like we were one tribe. It was a lot of fun.
And what about your next business?
My next business was a tourism company. I have a foundation, as you know, in Zimbabwe that sponsors children affected by HIV and AIDS.
And I really want to talk about that just after your business endeavors.
Okay, so to raise money for the kids, when the recession hit, it got really hard. And I persuaded three friends to come to Zimbabwe with me on a trip to test a business concept I had to take tourists who would pay $10,000 to come and experience a bit of pain of being in an African village for 10 days and then doing a safari for 5 days as a way to fundraise. And my three friends said yes, and now it's a very lucrative business that now supports my foundation in Zimbabwe. And then the last thing I've done very recently is I've become a book writing coach. So I teach people how to write their books. I developed a process called How to Write a Book in 40 Hours. And it is the easiest thing I've ever done.
Because you're writing a book yourself at the moment, aren't you, about your life?
I am.
Yeah.
I am. I have several books. I have written 8 books. And now I teach other people to do the same.
That's fantastic. All right. I'd like to talk about your foundation and the whole AIDS project. Given your history that you grew up in Zimbabwe and you have shared that you've lost half your family to AIDS, tell us about the story and the background and how you grew into your foundation.
Well, HIV and AIDS has really affected Southern Africa in a really big way. A lot of people don't realize that the average life expectancy of a Zimbabwean female today is 35 and 37 if you're male. So people of my generation have been wiped out. You said earlier that I'm 47. I've lived past my die-by date. I've seen friends, cousins, relatives dying of this disease, and they've left children. So we have a population with elderly people and very little children, and all the economically viable people have mostly died. So I sponsor children for my immediate family. It started off with 49 kids from my side of the family alone.
49 kids from your side of the family. How big are African families?
My grandmother had 11 children. She had 34 grandchildren, and 19 of my cousins have died of AIDS, and including my baby brother.
Yeah, tell us about your baby brother's death.
It all happened in 2009. He died 12 days after his 30th birthday. Was diagnosed HIV positive in December, and he deteriorated so fast, so fast. 3-4 months later, he was gone. And he gave me a gift, and that I realized that AIDS is a story that we've been sold. A lot of people are still dying in 2014, despite the fact that the drugs are there, because they've given up the will to live. The conditions in Africa are very, very harsh. People are just so despondent, and it was heartbreaking to watch him. But I think the gift that he gave me was that I'm now working on a movie script that is going to be the first spiritually healing film ever made. It's a film that will give people hope. It's like being told that you have cancer and you have 6 months to live. If you buy that story, I can guarantee in 6 months' time you're dead. So I believe living is a choice. We all choose to live and we choose to die. And if your psychological constitution is healthy, you can fight any disease. And I'm hoping that I can empower people through the story.
So that's your mission, to empower people into health and life through your script, through your book, through your foundation, and through your public speaking.
Correct. That's right.
How do you stay psychologically healthy?
Good question. I do a lot of meditation, Carolyn. I wake up in the morning, I meditate. Before I sleep, I meditate. I always try and find that point of stillness where I can hear the inner guidance and the inner voice within me.
Okay, so you've come from New Zealand, you've had 6 businesses, you've started your foundation and everything that you've created. What would you say to somebody about the importance of business vision?
I believe that when you are in business for yourself, you can dictate how much you can create. When you're employed, somebody's telling you how much you're worth. So when you have the courage to go into business for yourself, you have to hold on to the vision for that business. But it doesn't mean it stops there. You have to take action steps. You have to do something to constantly improve your game, educate yourself so you learn new things, new ideas, and not remain stagnant and really stay up to date with the moving technology in your area of business.
What about those times when you lose hope and you start to doubt your business vision?
It's part of the condition of being human. And we all go through it. I believe that life is cyclical. It's got its ups and it's got its downs. And there are times in my life where things have gone really wrong and I've hit rock bottom. I allow myself to be there, but very briefly. And I tell myself that there's only way from there is up. And the minute you believe it, everything shifts, everything changes.
Now, you're going to LA to work on your movie. Is that right?
That's correct.
Where you've met people from the Law of Attraction and some of the great authors who appeared on that show.
Yes, yes. It's been an amazing journey because really I watched The Secret a few years ago and started playing with the Law of Attraction. And I seem to have attracted the right type of people around me and around this film. I'm not selling my script to Hollywood. I had a very clear vision that I am the first African person to write, direct, and produce an Oscar award-winning screenplay, and I believed it. When I started saying this 10 years ago, I was shaking. Second time I said it, it felt good. The third time, it felt so real. I've said it over 1,000 times. I now realize I have to get out of the way and catch up with the vision because all of the people who are supposed to help me with this film have shown up.
Have you surprised yourself with being able to succeed as much as you have, where you've created a vision, moved on to create another one that succeeded and succeeded again?
I have. I'll tell you something. I sometimes listen back to some of the recordings of my presentations and speeches right in the beginning when I talked about the things I was going to achieve. And I do amaze myself. I'm like, Tab, did I do that? And that's how it feels, right? When you get there, it's like, now I'm inside the dream. And then you look for the next challenge, and that's just the way it goes.
So to someone who's striving in life and wanting to build their vision, what advice would you give them?
I would say have a very clear mind in terms of what it is you're creating. If it means that you're going to take a pen and paper and write something down, you don't actually have to figure out how you're going to do it. What you need to get clear is that you're going to do it. It's the same with my script. I told people I was going to be this first person to write, direct, and produce an Oscar from Africa. And I wrote it down. The minute you write it down on a piece of paper, you're taking that idea out of your head. It's on paper. It's now part of physical reality. It's here. When you look at an architect who designs a house, it starts off with a concept in somebody's head. And he draws that sketch. And then a few months later, that house is standing. That's how you have to look at your vision.
Gertrude, is there something you'd like to offer our listeners?
Yes, I would like our listeners to get a free copy of my ebook called How to Write a Book in 40 Hours. I believe that anybody out there has got a story.
Gertrude, what's the name of your foundation?
The foundation is called the Africa Alive Education Foundation.
And how many children does it sponsor?
It currently sponsors 580 kids.
Okay, and the website is?
AfricaAliveOnline.com.
Gertrude, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. Take care.
And that's all we have for you today, guys. Thank you to our contributors. Stay tuned next week to hear property mogul Michael Yardney on how to create a legacy of wealth. I'm Caroline Stephen. On behalf of the team here, thanks for your company. Look forward to seeing you next time.
You've been listening to talkingtrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary, and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.